That's right.
Said he would come down with a new style. He said, my break free from reality with me this time around. Well, you can see that there ain't nothing but you and me, and we
and
know
your mom.
It's been turtles all the way down.
And that you're not real.
All the way down.
I'm not real. Time.
You're really unreal.
Time's not a thing.
By that I mean you don't exist.
And God.
I don't either.
Not a thing, but you're also God. It's complicated. We should probably start the show.
Good morning, everybody. How was your weekend? You got through it, right? Yeah, we all made it. It was touch and go there for a bit. Weren't quite sure. Wow. Man, you know, just when you think that the wholesale weirdness in this country is going to get start lessening up a bit, bam, right back with the crazy shit. Oh, America, we love to laugh at you. So fucked up. Man, so bad. Some riots, some peaceful protests, some cops marching in protests, some cops shooting protesters. It's a good reminder of the fact that we want to find groupings and patterns in everything, but that's just kind of always a bullshit concept, is that in any group of anything, there's going to be massive differentiation between members of the same cohort. So that's how you end up with police chiefs marching in protests in some cities, and police chiefs ordering shooting protesters in the face with rubber bullets in others. And everywhere in between. So, yeah, it's hard for sure. Especially, you know, either coming out right out of quarantine, maybe still in quarantine, definitely still dealing with this pandemic and all the crap going on from that. And hey, now there's tons of people out marching in close proximity, most of whom aren't wearing masks. Or at least not ones that are going to help. So is there about to be a whole bunch more COVID-19? So many questions. So much unknown. So much anxiety. Yeah, it's really hard. It's fucked up. So what do we do here? What do we do in situations like this? Well, you got to acknowledge what's going on. You know, playing possum. Or sticking your head in the ground and just pretending like none of this is here, well, that's not really going to help anything. Well, Seamus, you're always telling us that nothing is real and you're not real. Yeah. That's half of the story. Okay? Like always said, you are this cosmic superposition that is both this deified universal consciousness that is the creator of everything, literally everything, everything that's ever been, everything that is now, everything that ever will be, ever could be, ever could have been. But you're a cosmic superposition, and superposition means that you are in two places, in two separate states at the exact same time. And the other half of that equation is you being this mortal right here, in this crazy, crazy-ass world, in this crazy, crazy-ass country. Maybe thank you for all of my podcast listeners from around the world, from Costa Rica and Australia and India, and I'm forgetting other countries, but that was a nice little hit. I digress. You're here dealing with all this bullshit. And the fact that you're also God doesn't really get you out of that fact, doesn't really change the fact that you're here and you're dealing with this and you have anxiety and pressure and neighbors and family members that are scared and all of that. That's not going away, you know, 'cause you've made a choice to be here. Some part of you has made a choice to be here and you're living this life now. So all you could do is deal with it. So what can we do? What can we do to make this better? Because it better is all we could hope for. There's not good, there's not bad, there just is. And so this is a situation that's kind of fucked up. Not good or bad, but not really suited for a lot of the purposes that you would want it to be suited for. Like, not really suited for a peaceful existence in this country, not really suited for, you know, our children to not be panicked and grow up anxiety-ridden and distrustful of government and police, although that actually might be a really healthy thing to keep going after this. It's not super conducive for any of those things, regardless of its overall not bad or good. But for what most of us are trying to accomplish, for where most of us believe that we're heading, we're trying to get to, violence in the streets, murdering unarmed black men fairly regularly, none of these things are good towards what I would assume most of us believe our goals and intentions to be. So that sucks, but we're here, right? We're here. What can we do? So what I'd like to talk about is intention. Is the thoughts and the words of those feelings of what you want to see in the world, where you want to head, how you want the world to be, your intention, bringing things forward. And it's not just a fleeting, oh, I wish things were better. And it's things are going to be better. I am manifesting this. Positive statements, an active voice. And it's insanely effective, even in horrible situations. And in horrible situations is when you need to remember that literally trusting that you and your thoughts and your voice can join the energy of other people's thoughts and other people's voice and literally push us through, out the other side, back into the light from a lot of this darkness. And yeah, we're going to talk more about that here in a little bit. I'm going to cut to commercial break, and then we'll dig a little bit deeper in on this. I am Seamus Harvey, and you are back here on The Sacred Shame. Hey everyone, Seamus Harp here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, Ama Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time, and the products from amahealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at amahealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey. And we are back here on Sacred Shame. I am Seamus Harvey. Thank you for being here with me today, talking about intention. Yeah, talking about intention, how your thoughts and words and the meaning behind that and your will and how that can be effective and how that can change things, maybe subtly. Sometimes maybe subtly is all you need. And, you know, when it's you and a million other subtly willing people, it's not so fucking subtle anymore. So, let's see. How can I give a good example of this? Okay, so if you're new to this podcast, you're probably already weirded out if you didn't know what you were getting into. But yeah, so, you know, just for the record, your podcast host here, myself, Seamus Harvey, I advocate the concept of magic, and that we're in a magical world, and that we are all part of a universal consciousness. You know, that we're all God and mortals, and yeah, and that magic, very much a thing, very, very much a thing. And that really, when we're talking about intention, positive thinking, positive visualization, will, we're really talking about magic. We're really talking about a method of enacting your magical power. So let's think about magic. And let's think about something that most people would recognize as being a tool in magical use, used for divination, and arguably the most easily recognizable magical accoutrement for divination. Of course, I'm talking about tarot cards, which are having a massive renaissance right now. Beautiful art. I don't know if you guys are into tarot cards. I love them. And there's just some great artists out there with some fantastic decks. Super, super, super cool. You know, whether or not you believe in it or not. But believing in it, trusting in it as a tool of divination, that's what I want to talk about. So, for hundreds of years, we kind of got this super occult, super mystical story about where tarot came from. That it originated from a lost civilization. Maybe they were tied with the Egyptians. Yeah, probably some Egyptians. Egyptian gods, Egyptian iconography, but mixed in with, you know, Jewish Kabbalah and pinches of all kinds of other religion spirituality throughout history. And you'll still hear that. You'll still see that on witch talks on TikTok, where people are still spouting out that concept of that being the lineage of where tarot comes from. It's a good story. It's, you know, super fun. But it's also not true. Tarot, the tarot card deck, was a card game in Europe. Yeah, not even starting that long ago, like 300-ish years ago. And 300 years is still a long time, right? But it's a lot closer to us than, say, the pharaohs of Egypt. And they weren't created by witches or coven or weird pagans or Neo-Egyptians or lost civilizations. They were put together by two card salesmen who were looking for a more interesting thing to sell to a whole bunch of people. And cards are cheap to print, and, you know, putting pretty pictures on them made them a lot more interesting than just the normal, you know, four suited cards. Matter of fact, if you run into old tarot card decks, and by old I mean like even beginning of this century, for the most part, even if they have the normal suits that they're used to thinking of, you know, pentacles, wands, swords, in terms of tarot, they almost always have jacks, clubs, spades, and hearts as well, because they doubled as a normal deck of cards. So they weren't this, you know, mystical divination item that came from a long-lost civilization. They were just a fucking card game. Cool card game, beautiful card game, you know, sticky, addictive. But they're 100% used for Magic today. 100%. You know, like I said, one of, if not the most recognizable Magic accoutrement, especially for divination. You know, tarot, probably tea leaves. Palm reading, which, you know, everybody's got a palm, so palm's probably way up there. They use that palm a lot on, you know, reading gypsies. Man, I'm super, super going off track again. I do that so often. Wow. Back to the story, which is the origination of tarot being bullshit, and it was just a game. So, but you have probably witnessed some really hardcore future prediction, some divination coming out of tarot deck. So how did that happen? Well, it happened because a couple hundred years ago, after this children's game got popular, some witches and other magical beings decided, hey, this is something that most people have in their house. It'll be easily accessible for people to get, and that we can just create a set of rules, and we'll create what these things mean, and then we'll just specify that. And so we're programming this. We're creating the format as to what these things are going to mean. And then from here on out, we'll be able to do this divination magic using them. But before that, it was just a card game. It would literally be the equivalent of, you know, 300 years from now, someone going, hey, these Pokemon cards, pretty dope. Lots of them going around. I am going to create a magic divination system out of Pokemon. Matter of fact, I haven't looked it up, and I will after this. I guarantee you people are doing that, 100%. There's 100% out there, whole covens of nerd witches doing Pokemon readings right now. Guaranteed. Because that gets to the heart of what I'm trying to drive home here, which is that truthfully, the magic, it was never in the cards. It was in your belief in what the cards could do, that you were imbibing those cards, that you were putting faith into a system that was designed, a framework, a program, just like you would program a computer, but you're programming life, you're programming objects, you're programming energy and intention here, and how it would work. And enough people started believing in it, trusting in it, thinking they would get the same result. And so now you've got millions and millions of people that believe that this is a divination tool. So it's now a divination tool. But it didn't start out as one. You had to give it intention. You had to put trust and energy in it. And so the thing I want you to take away from that today is that power, just like in Dorothy's ruby slippers, well, they were actually silver, only ruby in the movie, but in the book, totally silver. The power was always within her, and it's always within you. So that's why positive thinking, not stupid like, oh, everything's going to be great, but actually thinking that things are going to be all right, thinking towards your own goals, what you want to happen, and manifesting that by your words, by your thoughts, by how you compose yourself. Those are very, very powerful things, and they're using only your magic that you have within you all the time. And even if you don't believe in magic, even if you really just believe that there's just the third dimension, it's just this is all you're ever going to get, and the physics and mathematics that control how we operate here are all that we're ever going to have to live by. Positive visualization is still one of the most powerful tools used in psychotherapy. Because if you can use it effectively, it can transform people's lives. Manic depressives. People with massive, what we would consider normal psychological trauma, can completely be transformed just by learning to use positive visualization in an effective manner. So then maybe it's not magic. Maybe it's just all in your head. But I'm telling you, those two things don't matter. And that's a potato-potato situation, because the power, that magic, the energy, or just the function of your brain, if you just can't make the magical leap, the power is within you. And the power is within all of us. And so ultimately, it is up to all of us to change how we're living, to change what we're experiencing, and to decide that we're really done with the darkness and that we're really, really looking forward to being back in the happy and light times again. Thank you so much for being here with me today on Sacred Shame. This is Seamus Harvey, and I will see you again tomorrow. Thanks.